Hello.
Mr. Cole.
Hello. Yes, sir, Mr. President. Hello.
I have to go to Camp David to meet with the Quadriad about a half hour.
Oh.
So, you have anything before we leave?
No, I don't think so beyond what I covered with you last evening.
Right.
We got a good play on George Remney's speech yesterday. He,
a damn good speech.
He did very well for us.
Incidentally, the one thing I was going to tell you, ship virtually everything we do to attack.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should attack. You've got to stop the straw men. You've got to attack them for the Unilateralist armors. You've got to attack them for on the economy, you know. I mean, get particularly hit that war thing. Now, he had it up front like it ought to be.
Oh, he did it. And he
hit them hard on that.
One thing, we've got Bob Dole. I talked to Bob this morning, and he's going to have a press conference in California tomorrow. We're releasing his statement back here, as well as out there. And we wrote it here. It's about as tough as anything I've seen. Accuses the Democrats of achieving employment only by killing boys in Vietnam.
Right.
You
know? Right.
But it's time we did that, guys.
Put it right to them.
We should.
Yeah. Because that's the way that we can get our... The difficulty is, you know, like you read the news summaries, and it seems that, my God, they're just all over us because of these commentators on these issues, because basically the other side is attacking, and we've got to attack. I don't see any other way. I just be negative as hell and attack as hell.
It's the only way that we're going to be able to... You make a positive point in the course of hitting a guy as we can hit Muskie. We can...
That's right. Right. Now... I just wonder what you're doing, and I think it's terribly important as a top priority assignment to get Muskie, Kennedy, and Humphrey to take a stand on busing.
Mm-hmm.
Have you done anything on that?
No, sir. Other than what we already have them on record as, most of them.
No, get them on this now. It's a hot issue. It's a hot issue with these fellows, with Wallace and all the rest. And get them all to make statements now, and then give them wide publication. And apart from that, if they won't make statements,
that in and of itself,
dredge one up out of the past and circulate it so that among people, particularly through the South, that these men are for busing.
Well, they all voted, finally, they were forced to, for the Ribicoff Amendment, as you know, which was not only busing, but a whole forced integration of the suburbs.
Fine. Well, I would get that. I'd get a major mailing to all these people on that and to major editors with regard to this, on the who is for busing. And put the president's statement the one way and their statement another, and get the damn thing out.
Well, we'll start hitting
them. But attack them hard on the busing issue. Get out that. Now, the other thing is, I want you to be sure it didn't get a great play, but it got noticed. I want the Ehrlichman interview yesterday to be fed around, particularly to columnists and the rest. I guess.
Started that this morning, sir.
Because it's a good story.
Oh, it's a very good story. It got less. I frankly would have expected more in the networks from it last night.
Well, the busing thing.
The busing thing just knocked it out. But
nevertheless,
it's a good story.
Nevertheless, if you could keep that one going. That'll be a good idea.
Well, we'll do that. We've gotten the transcripts this morning and delivered them to a half a dozen columnists already, which I think that one will build. That's a good.
Right.
It's a good continuing kind of story.
Right. Okay.
We'll do that, sir, and I'll get the busing thing going right away. I'd love to nail these guys on that. They are vulnerable already on their record and on their statements, but we'll get them right up to date.
Okay.
Fine.
Bye.
Thank you, Mr. President.